The first week in May is National Small Business Week, and to get us excited about it, give us some tips, give people who are small business what it means. We have Lisa Stevens, head of small business with Wells Fargo, joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bruce, and good morning, Cleveland.
We appreciate your time this morning. So what's the importance of National Small Business Week?
Well, it's a really great time for America to rally around small businesses and really do the things that we can to help small businesses be successful. It's from May 4th through May 8th. And I would just say to everyone that's listening, anything you can do to support your local businesses is so important. We've done a lot of research at Wells Fargo on how to help small businesses be successful. Most recently, we had Gallup do a survey for us. And one of the things that we found out is that small business owners usually have really good plans, but they're in their heads and they don't get them down in writing. And Bruce, only 1 in 3 small business owners actually have a written business plan, which may seem hard to believe, but it's actually accurate. And so one of the things that Wells Fargo has done is at wellsfargoworks.com, we have built a business plan center where any small business, doesn't matter if you're a customer or not, can go online to, again, wellsfargoworks.com, and they can build a business plan for themselves. And we also know that many small business owners are the CEO, the CFO, the CMO. They're wearing so many hats. And being able to have that plan in place will really create success. The other thing is that based on the research that we've done, we know that when small business owners do have a plan, they're much more optimistic. Their outlook on the next 12 months is much more optimistic. And that ranges from wanting to hire more employees, which we know is incredibly important. Small businesses actually make up over 60% of all the new private sector jobs. So again, so important for the United States. It also means opportunity for increased revenue, for opportunity for increased capital spending, as well as their ability to grow their business. So this is another tool. At WellsFargoWorks.com, there's all sorts of different resources, but we've added this plan tool that we're very excited about to help small business owners across the United States.
Lisa, as an example, what goes into a good business plan?
When you have a good business plan, first of all, so just, again, think about any small business. Even if you're thinking about starting a small business, you really need to think about what does the balance sheet need to look like, what capital am I going to need, what am I going to need employees, and am I going to start, you know, as a single operator, thinking about marketing ideas. The other thing that's really cool that Wells Fargo has added is a competitive intelligence tool. So, Bruce, pick a business that you might want to go into.
I want to sell, let's say I want to sell hammers. That's my business, a hardware store.
You want to sell hammers. So you could go to WellsFargoWorks.com and go into the plan center, and we have a competitive intelligence tool. And you could put in a hammer business. You could put in the zip code of the city that you want to open it. And we'll provide you the information of all the competitors in the market that already are selling hammers. So you'll be able to see what their sales are, how much they're paying their employees, revenue information, all sorts of competitive information, which will help you figure out how you want to run your business. Now, this is great for, again, small businesses, large businesses, doesn't really matter the size, but it's a great opportunity for small businesses to really figure out, okay, what are things I need to be thinking about in terms of how I'm going to set myself up for success in the future. Now, that's just one example, but I think a good example of how the Plan Center can really help small business owners.
Lisa, how in the world do you get all of that information about potential competitors?
All of it is public information, but it's all put together in one site. So the information is so just imagine, again, let's say you put Cleveland in. It's going to pull up the information that's there. And based on, you know, the world we're in today, there's so much public information out there. But it's being able to find it all in one spot versus having to say, go, you know, spend hours and hours researching on the internet, you know, who are all my competitors out there. You've got a one-stop shop with the going to WellsFargoWorks.com and checking it out.
We're talking this morning with Lisa Stevens with some tips for small business owners. Many times for small businesses, you're starting it out of your garage. You're having it at home. You're actually not having a site. You're more doing online. So in a sense, sometimes your reach is beyond just your geographic area, right?
That's correct. And so that's why the tools are so fantastic, because we know that, again, small business owners are wearing so many different hats and often are starting out of home, that being able to access something online where you have and the ability to do it, again, you can do it from your phone, you can do it from your mobile device, but you can be able to go on and really look at the things that will help you to, you know, the information at wellsfargoworks.com has things about insurance and things about hiring employees. It's got, you know, how to set up your sales. So lots of different tools. There's also great stories out there. And then the other really exciting thing, Bruce, that we're launching is we have a contest for small business owners. So anyone, again, doesn't matter whether you're a customer or not a customer, can actually do either a 600-word essay or a 2-minute video, and they can turn it into us, at, again, at wellsfargoworks.com. And the top 25 business owners will win $1,000, and then 5 business owners will win $25,000 in services and mentorship to help their small businesses grow. So we want to see a winner in Cleveland, so I hope all the Cleveland small business owners are listening. And if you go into small businesses, which I know everybody does, make sure to tell them about the contest and take advantage of this opportunity. There's also some really great stories that we have, again, at wellsfargoworks.com, where you can go on and hear about other challenges and other things that small business owners have gone through to be able to grow their business, which we know has been very successful. Because when you can hear other people's stories, it sometimes helps you to put your own together.
Again, the Small Business Week is May 4th through the 8th. Encourage people to check out the small businesses, because those are the ones that sometimes become the future bigger businesses because of the success. And that's where innovation a lot of times comes from. Our guest today has been Lisa Stevens, head of small business with Wells Fargo. Thanks for sharing details. Appreciate it, your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Bruce, and thank you, Cleveland.